أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqin and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, before we address the subject of our khutbah today, briefly, inshallah ta'ala, we like to remind and be reminded that the holy month of Ramadan is approaching. And we ask that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us, inshallah, to reach this month of mercy. According to the best of our research, we should be prepared to begin fasting next Friday, July 20th, inshallah, for the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan. If you have not already done so, I urge you to be reminded and to bear in mind that one of the most comprehensive books in English about the holy month of Ramadan is The Best Month, The Best Night. This book is available, inshallah ta'ala, both outside the masjid, inshallah, and within the masjid office, if you wish to make that purchase. And it is also available at Amazon.com. Remember, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that the proceeds from this book and all the books sold here at the masjid go towards its maintenance. So I remind you, as I remind myself, that even if you have purchased a copy for yourself, donating one for your Muslim brother and or sister is a very wise investment. How? One, you help to maintain the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two, you've gained a good deed by giving something in sadaqah. And three, you would have helped taught someone about al-Islam. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. In that when you teach someone something, inshallah ta'ala, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as that remains in the heart of that human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns an angel to beg forgiveness for you. So, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to make this valuable investment for His face. And now to our topic, inshallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدَعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And the masjids are for Allah alone. So do not call upon anyone else along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Masajid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is plural of Masjid, one. In the language of Arabic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created this language to be specific. In English, when I say masjids, the rule of the language in English is that the S indicates more than one. In the language of Arabic, when we say masajid, it indicates three or more. And so, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is the understanding of the Islamic scholars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not limit here this ayah to mean only Masjid al-Haram or Masjid Nabawi, Masjid of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, or Masjid al-Aqsa, that this encompasses any house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consecrated for His face. Innal masajid wa annal masajid lillah. All of the masjids, any house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His house. Period. Now, according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, and found in the Sahih of Muslim, may Allah have mercy on him, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved place or places on the earth are the masjids." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it his sunnah that whenever he left a town or arrived in a town, his first stop was the masjid. And his first order of business was to make two raka'ah, to greet the masjid, to give it its salam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we know, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, his first order of business, before he, as we would do, we get to a town, what do? We go to the hotel, check in, put our bags down, take a shower, go to bed. He didn't do that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he did anything else, he made sure that his camel went to determine the boundaries of the masjid, and they got busy building the masjid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the masjid is the castle of faith. It is the first school, it is the best school, where the Muslims go to learn every Friday, to renew their iman, to establish their attendance with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masjid is the house of taqwa. It is the place that the Muslims jama'a, yajma'u, congregate for Jumu'ah, to praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every step towards the masjid is a blessing, is a ni'mah, is a reward. Every single step. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels down to make the salah with you when you go to the masjid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us understand why this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these houses, the masjids, have such a special significance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mince words or say things to be flowery or poetic. He does not mince words, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. He means what he says, and he says what he means. And when it comes to the masjid, he decided specifically that this word, this place, would have a particular meaning and would come from a particular word that is very critical to the very existence of everything that he created. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ, and the sun and the moon, يَسْجُدَانِ, bow in prostration. وَالشَّجَرُ, also, and the trees, bow in prostration. Whatever is in the heavens and on the earth, Allah says, bows in prostration. Sujood. Sujood. Sajada, yasjudu, masjidan. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, it's must for existence, must make sajda. Must. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even your shadows make sajda. This is a requirement for existence. The sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed the greatest ni'mah upon the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, it's because it comes so easy. Even this masjid itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not place it upon the back of the Muslims for its building and renovation. He put it in the heart of a few Muslim brothers who Allah had blessed with wealth to establish it. And then he put it in the heart of another Muslim brother whom he blessed with wealth to renovate it. $5 million did not come from the Muslims collectively. to get together, as there are some other masters, they're trying to raise that very amount. And they were struggling and struggling and struggling to do so. He didn't put that on you. But it just so happens that this has a similarity. Same here. Whereas the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did not put the burden that he put upon other nations upon us. If they wanted, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, every single people before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if they wanted to make sajda, they could not do so unless it was in the masjid in Jerusalem. Or they had migrated to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca. Wasn't happening. Allah wouldn't accept it from them. I don't think we can comprehend that. First of all, he made upon them 50 salat a day. Did you hear me? He made 50 salat wajib upon them. They had to offer it, but they had to offer it in the masjid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have made the earth a masjid for you. So wherever the salat catches you, you can make sajda. And it will be accepted of you. Because we don't have that on our neck, as He pasted upon Bani Israel. We don't feel, you know, it's nothing for us. Oh, okay. I'll make salat where I am. Standing, sitting, or lying down on your sides. Right? Allah says it in the Holy Quran. He didn't make that for the other nations. But He made it for the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The masjid, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is your friend. That's right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, the mark of them simahum, their mark shall be on their faces, their foreheads, from the traces of sujood. And the place where you made sujood, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, will bear witness for you twice. In the masjid, your spot. And you know you got spots. Everybody know they got their spot in the mosque. Their favorite little place where they get comfortable. Well, mashallah, it likes you too. And when you leave it, it will mourn you like a father mourns the loss of his son. And on the day of judgment, it will stand and bear witness, yes, this was his place to visit me. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us for this and made the sajda even on our knees. A sign on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as He says in His book, and remember when the shin, this part, is laid bare on the day of resurrection, and they shall be called to make sajda, those who did not believe, but they will not be able to do so, and their eyes will be cast down, and ignominy, or rather shame, will cover them. They used to be called to prostrate while they were healthy and in good shape in the life, and they refused to do so. So the angels, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, on that day, that's what they'll do. They'll go around and check. The knees will be testifying. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did He not say that? That on the day of judgment, your body parts will testify for you or against you. Your knees will say, yes, we bent the knee. The forehead will be marked. Yes, this is the sign. He made sajda. The sajda, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the distinguishing characteristic between iman and kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asked in the Holy Quran, is one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prostrating himself or standing in salah during the hours of the night, fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, like one who disbelieves? Qul, say, they are not equal. Say, are those who know, rather, equal to those who do not? It is only men of understanding who will remember. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the sujood, it is the reason for us being here. And if it is the very reason that we are here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, then is not the masjid central to the life of the Muslim? I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, we, the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims, this is our responsibility. This is our task. This is our mission. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala re-established the significance, the importance, the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam with the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is he most known for? Where on earth do you find his footprints, his maqam, his hujjah, his proof that he existed? Standing in front of the Kaaba. What was it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had him do? His main mission with his sacrifice, Ismail alayhi salam. And remember when we made the house a place of resort for mankind and a place of safety. And take you, people, human beings, the maqam, the standing of Ibrahim as a place of salah. And we commanded Ibrahim and Ismail that they should purify my house for those who come to circumambulate it, or standing, or bowing, or prostrating themselves there in salah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is not enough time in the dunya to explain to you the significance of the masjid. The significance of a place clean, pure, unencumbered. A place of safety, security, and rahmah for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to understand this and bless us inshallah ta'ala with all of the ni'mah that He has put in His house. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we said before, السجود, it is the distinguishing characteristic. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us,
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى.
And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, تِسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Fasajadu, they prostrated, except Iblis, who refused. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. I have not created the jinn nor the men except that they should worship me. On the day of judgment, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we've mentioned here, the human being will be required to show proof of purpose, to show proof of service. Did you worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is your proof? If the sign is not on your forehead, if the sign is not in your knees, where is your proof? It is significant, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we mentioned earlier, the kuffar, the angels will tell them, Tisjudu, you make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will have no doubt about where they are and who they're facing, and they will try. لا يستطيعون, they will not be able to. They won't even be able to fake it on that day. You would think, right? Oh, Allah said, let me get down. Let me prostrate. No, won't be able to. Will not be able to. This sajda, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the reason for this design. Is the reason for the bending in the arms, the bending in the wrist, the knee joint, the backbone, the way that it is made, the whole proportion and physiology. That the crown of your existence, the most precious part of you, must bow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that this way, this mode, this particular pose is the defining mark of the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though the Jews and the Christians before, they were ordered to make sajda just like us,
This was the commandment as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all of His creation. They are supposed to make sajda. But they have polluted their religion to the point where they removed it themselves. Illa Iblis aba. He refused. They refused. Look at him. You see people bowing down and prostrating, you won't confuse them with Christians, not one bit. You won't think they're Jews, you won't think they're Hindus, you won't think they're Buddhists, you will say, hey, those are Muslims. Right away. And the whole earth knows it. The whole earth, everybody, recognizes that is the mode for the Muslim. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, of all the things we said, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said just in one hadith should be enough for you to understand how critical the masjid is for the Muslim. When he said that the servant is the closest he can be to his creator when he makes sujood. You are the nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you make sujood. So how much more so when you are in the house for sujood? That is what it's called. That is what masjid itself means. Place of sujood. Not musalla. Allah didn't name the musalla. He didn't name it that. You can have a musalla in your home. You can have a musalla in your business. You can have a musalla in your school. But a masjid is for no other purpose but sujood. That is its reason for existing. It is not a mabna, a building. It is not a maktab, an office. It is not a business. It is not a matbakh, a kitchen. It is a masjid, place for sujood. Faqad, only. What surrounds the sujood is what? Dhikrullah. What surrounds the sujood is how to make sujood. The ta'aleem. The learning of Islam. You need to learn how to make the sujood. What to say in the sujood. That is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he limited to just these three. Learning Islam, making salah, and teaching. Dhikrullah. Learning Islam, making the salah, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is around the sujood. All of it is encompassed in the sujood. Masjid. That's what it's for. That's its purpose. It ain't church. It's not a place where we go to house other purposes or make it a multi-purpose facility. That is not its reason. There is nothing higher than it in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahi al-azim, I had someone tell me to my face, maybe we should make it a multi-purpose center because we need other things. We need a place for the kids. We need a place to have congregation and have social activities. Maybe we should make it into an Islamic center. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is what we have. This is what we have now. What Allah blessed us with. He blessed us first with the best. He blessed us first with the best. So if we want other things, we should build them. But we have a masjid. We want a school? Alhamdulillah, let's build it. We want businesses? Alhamdulillah, let's build them. We want hospitals? Alhamdulillah, let's build them. But what we have, we don't have to build a masjid. We have one. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let me say this at the outset. Especially for those who may have doubts about what you're about to hear. Don't be so quick to pass judgment. Don't let appearances fool you into thinking that because this humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that stands before you is not an Arab, is not an Indo-Pakistani, but is a Muslim of African and American heritage. Do not think that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bless me with the truth. Perhaps you can learn something, inshallah ta'ala, about assuming from Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When he was asked by one of Bani Israel, who is the most knowledgeable? He said, I am. Immediately, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared. And he said to him, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to you to ask you, how do you know where he has placed his knowledge? And then he went on to inform him about where he can find one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given more knowledge than him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in the book, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. They found one of our slaves whom we had bestowed mercy from us and whom we had taught knowledge from us. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with that said, I must address two issues that have come to my attention regarding what some have come to believe about zakah as regards the masjid. First, let's deal with raising money for the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, it is not fitting that the mushrik maintain nor visit the masjids as long as they testify to their disbelief. The works of such are in vain, and in the fire they shall dwell. The masjids of Allah shall be visited and maintained only by those who believe in Allah and the last day and perform salah and give in zakah and do not fear anyone except Allah. It is they who are expected to be on the right guidance. Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verses 17 and 18. From these ayah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is clear that the maintenance of the masjids are a duty, wajib, upon the Muslim. Only if you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are you exempt from this. So it is befitting that we should recognize that Allah said this in his book. Period. Chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. If you read this, you will be just as baffled as I am that some Muslim brothers have been pressed into borrowing money from the members of the masjid for the masjid. I'm going to say that again. borrowing. And when I say borrow, I mean borrow, as in literally. And I mean literally. The people, before they give a dime, issue a promissory note and require those in authority to sign the promissory note, and then they give the money to the masjid. They expect a return of their money. Please, 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 my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not Islam. This is not Islam. We seek refuge from those whose money comes from Allah, and they are too stingy to spend it on the house of the one who gave it to them and put it in their pocket. Issue number two, which I found, frankly, even more shocking. I had the opportunity, that Allah bless me, to go on a mission with one of our Muslim brothers for the face of Allah, to visit a brother whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given quite a bit of wealth, to ask him for no other purpose but that he might make a modest, in his eyes, donation for the face of Allah for this masjid. And he told me that he, along with other wealthy Muslims, they have a zakat fund, but that the zakat is forbidden for building or maintaining the masjids. I'm going to repeat that. He told me, quote, and I have a witness, quote, the zakat is not allowed to be spent to build or maintain the masjids. Now, to be fair to this Muslim brother, that my companion in this mission, Allah blessed him to press this Muslim brother until he gave a modest donation, and alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for what he gave. Right there, alhamdulillah. To be fair again, so that you can have some picture, it was not until our Muslim brother pressed him that I had any hope of getting anything. Maybe it was the hat that I was wearing that he just wasn't convinced. No matter what I said to him, he was firm. So much so, Allah is my witness, that he got on his phone, found the number for the Sharia Council to tell me that the zakat is forbidden to be spent on the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's building them or maintaining them. He was sure I didn't know what I was talking about. I don't know, maybe it was my clothes, I don't know. No matter what I tried to say. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, think. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is the one that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan, so that he may multiply it many times? And it is Allah that decreases or increases what you have, and unto him you shall return. Think. Think. These are the words of Allah, and you are not committing any sin by using your brain. Think. What is this qardan hasana? If it's not zakah. And are not the words sadaqah and zakah used interchangeably in the Holy Quran? Does not Allah SWT, He say specifically with the amr, the order, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةٍ لِيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Take the sadaqah from their wealth to purify them. Zakah is a purification. Zakah, that's what it means. And this is what it's for. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, ignorance is the most powerful weapon that the shaitan uses against us. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ, that the sadaqah, and the scholars, they say here, Allah says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ, He didn't say zakah. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ, they'll tell you, He means zakah. He said here, surely the sadaqah are only for the poor, the masakin, those who are indigent poor, and those who are employed to collect the funds for zakah, and to attract the hearts for those who have been inclined to Islam, to free those who are enslaved, and for those in debt, and fi sabilillah. And for the wayfarer, 8 different categories. It is a duty imposed by Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Fi sabilillah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what does that mean? Just so that we are clear on what we're talking about, fi sabilillah, what does that mean? See, in a Muslim country, it's a moot point. The country, the land, they have to support the masjids. Period. Not only this, they have to feed, they have to educate their citizens. They have to make sure they have health care. This is not something that you pay for as a citizen of an Islamic state. That is not something that you pay for. Whatever comes out of the land, oil, gold, silver, natural gas, as a citizen of an Islamic state, you get a check. That's an Islamic state. We're not in an Islamic state. So the Islamic state is required as part of its zakah, as well as the Muslims wherever they are, to support fi sabilillah. What does that mean? That means when there is a place that it needs support for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is there in the outskirts where there is no Islam, as this country, where it is not a Muslim place, and someone has established an outpost, whether it be a madrasa, a school, a masjid, or a, really in some cases they say a jihad. They have mujahid, they have gone out in jihad. All of these are what? In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are there to establish the remembrance of Allah. That is what Allah has said in His book, that the sadaqah, meaning zakat, is for fi sabilillah. If you need the ayah, chapter 9, verse 60. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do we really expect Obama to drop a check on the mosque? And for those of you, just so that you know, Bush wanted to. Oh yeah, what do you think that the whole thing about faith-based initiative, what do you think that was about? the masjids on the payroll. He had already convinced our Muslim brothers in other countries to edit the Quran. You think this is a joke? I'm telling you the truth. And so now we need to edit the khutbahs. Well, we know we didn't cut them off, so let's put them on a payroll. Invite them to iftar. Talk to them. Take some pictures. What did Allah say? It is not fitting for the mushrik to maintain the masjid. Now, if Obama get, alhamdulillah, some Islam, I take a check from him. Personally, not from the government. He wants to donate to the masjid for the cause of Allah because he got, you know, some intelligence. Alhamdulillah. But Allah says anybody else that's not Muslim, it's not fitting for them to support the masjid. It's not fitting for them to maintain the masjid. It's not fitting. What part of that don't we understand? This is wajib on us, the Muslim, because we understand the value of sujood. That's why. We get it. We're supposed to. As Allah says, it is those that are expected to be on right guidance. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we can establish something. We have what Allah has put it in our hands. All we have to do is keep it going. Keep it going. And He will reward us for our intention and our efforts. Because we maintain something that He loves. There is no better investment, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. I can't stress it enough. And I'm not here to browbeat any one of my Muslim brothers and sisters. This is not the purpose. The purpose is to inform. That if you had the wrong understanding, please accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just corrected it for you. And if you want to make a good investment, please accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presenting it to you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are at the threshold of the most bountiful time for the Muslim, where we fully expect that if we invest with Him, we expect a return. And He's telling you, okay, that's good to wait for the holy month of Ramadan, but right now, in His house, you have just as great an opportunity to build and to show. He's going to give you a receipt. Yes, you gave. Yes, you built. Now, right now, right now, we need money for cooling the masjid. We told you this. We're in need of it. Who's going to step up? Who is going to step up and know that I have a proof to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Rabbil Alameen, for your house, this is what I did. Who is ready now, today? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with the intention for this. Even if we may be short on the means, at least, Ya Rabbil Alameen, place the love for your house in our hearts. Do not let the shaitan blot out the light of your remembrance and make us stingy and evil like him and join him in the fire. Save us from this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Bless us, Ya Allah, to be those who stand at the vanguard on the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala, waiting for your rahmah along the side of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and receive the lenient judgment and pass over sirat al-mustaqim into your jannah.
أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد بار الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والذكر الله أكبر